Thank you for listening to this DuPont Media production, available on all major podcast platforms. This is Rod Peterson on Demand.
Hey everybody, Rod Peterson here. NFL season has kicked off and it's time you join the action. Come on down to Houston with Darren DuPont and me on the inaugural Rod Peterson Show VIP sports trip with Uniglobe Travel. We'll catch the Houston Texans and Denver Broncos at Energy Stadium, plus your choice of NBA games with the Houston Rockets home to the Phoenix Suns and Sacramento Kings. And if you're a real football fan, you'll want to join us for Texas State High School playoff action. All this, plus live Rod Peterson shows with Dupes and me. Are you sold yet? For more info or to book now, visit rodpeterson.com/trip.
Oh yeah, he's back. The crack of the bat, the ping of the crossbar, and the roar of the crowd. We cover everything you want to talk about. It's the Rod Peterson Show.
Hey, good morning, Canada. And Canadian sports fans around the world, welcome to the Rod Peterson Show on a Wednesday, September the 25th. Are we good? Are we good? Are we live, Clark? We're good, he tells me. Okay, we're good. Yeah, now I got it. I think it was just an internal thing in my ear. Welcome to the bunker, everybody, for episode number 81, coming to you from beautiful Western Canada, the prairies, the Rockies. We got it all out here. I'm Rod Peterson, by the way. He's Darren DuPont. If I'm SpongeBob, he's Squidward.
All right. I don't watch a lot of SpongeBob, but I have seen it. I do know who those guys are. We're supposed to be a... What?
Where is it, guys? Photo? 2 days in a row, I had SpongeBob and Squidward ready to go. And
there, okay.
There we go. Dun, dun, dun. For our viewers, SpongeBob and Squidward. look at the guys
so
on the couch.
Grumpy. I'm not that grumpy, am I? The red eyes.
No. Got a really big show for you today. The Duke, Derek Myers, is here. He's sitting on the sponsor's couch right now enjoying coffee and treats from Perkin Taps, our official coffee house. You know how they always write jokes on the box,
yes,
when they bring the treat? What was the joke about Moses?
How does Moses make coffee?
How does Moses make coffee?
I don't know.
Hebrews. Yeah.
Hebrews.
Hebrews.
That's good.
The arm dog, Colby Armstrong, will be with us today on the program via video chat from Pittsburgh. The president of the Saskatoon Blades, Colin Priestner, is going to be here. The number one team in the Western Hockey League. The rankings will tell you that. The standings will not. Right?
Yeah.
For a weekend. I get it.
Two games.
And former Leaf and now of TSN 1050 Radio, Carlo Colivacchio. We've got breaking news, of course. It's not breaking anymore, so I'm not ringing the breaking news bell. But Matthew Tkachuk has signed with the Calgary Flames. So another of the pesky kids has signed his deal. Pesky holdouts.
And that's big news this morning to kind of wake up to, that they get that.
Should I ring the bell?
Yeah.
In Calgary, yes. They're ringing bells out there.
It's a big deal. And when you think about it in the NHL, I mean, obviously Marner was the first domino to fall. Now they're all going. And teams want to get all these guys signed up before camp. And, you know, the next big one really is Laine. And is he going to get signed? And we found out yesterday that we don't know when that's going to happen. It's not imminent, and it might take a while, and it might mean that he's not going to come to Regina for the winter or for the Heritage Classic, and that's disappointing.
Lots of talk around that, of course. And call Connor, too.
For sure.
I'm sure Connor's wondering, what do I got to do to get talked about? It's all about Patrick Laine over there in Winnipeg. And Mikko Rantanen, the goalie in Colorado, also holding out. But Tkachuk is off the board, signed with those Calgary Flames. Show number 81 today, legendary number 81s, two come to mind. G. Roy Simon and Ray Elgard, of course. Rob Johnston on our Facebook feed this morning says, Phil, can I have another hot dog Kessel? So, it's funny because it's true.
Yeah.
If there's any other 81s you would like us to recognize, please do. I put a note here in front of me that I should read the morning sports break just to give you an idea of what I want to talk about today, last night's NHL scores. And we'll get to the football right away. And then, of course, I wait till the show happens, I see my note, and I didn't put the sports break up. It was about the Oilers losing at home 4-2 to the Arizona Coyotes last night. But Connor McDavid did play. 20 minutes, I guess, two shots.
Okay.
Everybody's upset about the Oilers' goaltending. Did you see any of the highlights last night? Because it wasn't on television.
No, I missed the highlights.
It was live streamed. How in 2019 is an NHL preseason game not on television in Canada? I don't get it. But they're upset about the goaltending, Mike Smith and Koskinen. I'll just say this. To the Oilers and to their fans that are bitching about the goaltending, when you take the puck and put it on the opposition stick right in front of your net, don't blame the goalie if they score.
Yeah. That's like 101.
James Neal and Sam Gagne were both -3 last night for the Oil. So, can it with the goaltending. Speaking of goaltending, though, the Flames shut out the Jets last night 2-0. David Riddick is shut out.
Yeah. And, you know, he came onto the scene in a big way last year, and a big reason, you know, with Mike Smith, though, that the Flames were able to you know, be so good in the West. And it's good to see him off to a good start. I'm excited to see the Battle of Alberta again
this year. It's absolutely. Oh, I like this one. Norway calling right out of the gate. They're coming with heat from Norway.
That's amazing.
Trent this morning, number 81, Miroslav Satan. How about that? From Norway, we got to go to get Miro Satan.
Takes me back to being a kid. I just love it.
I love it. With the Oilers. And also Kyle Botcher writing in today that Braden Lenius of the Saskatchewan Rough Riders wore 81 with the Washington Huskies. And he's 81 for the Riders now, is he not? I think he is. So there's some 81s right out of the gate. You know, we've been talking over the last week probably about hockey, football. What should we talk the most? Paul, who's not here today, Tyler, our sales guy, is in Paul's chair because Paul's not here. Paul says more hockey. That's what he hears. This is what I've settled on in my mind because that's what I do, right?
Yeah.
Decide the content. I think we're going to do 50-50. I think that'll work. And here's why. For our viewers in Manitoba and Alberta and certainly BC, the football talk, the 50% here will be way more than what you guys are getting. And for the 50% hockey talk that we talk here, for everybody in Saskatchewan, that'll be way more than what you normally get.
Yeah.
So it should satisfy everybody.
It should.
Doesn't that make sense?
That makes a lot of sense.
That's what I do. So moving on. Oh, Terrell Owens. Thank you. T.O.
That's a big one.
You got to love T.O., don't you?
Oh, yeah.
That's my quarterback. Randy Moss from the couch.
Okay, with Patriots, Randy Moss, 81? I was like, it wasn't the 84?
Aaron Hernandez wore it after.
Yeah. Right?
Aaron Hernandez, the serial killer.
Holy smokes.
For those that ever wonder if coaches care what their players do when they leave the stadium, Bill Belichick employed a serial killer. So let's just think about that for a second. Let that one sink in. This is the warm-up where we cover all topics. So we got a little of the NHL here. I do want to get to some CFL stuff. A few things. One, what's different today from when we were on the air yesterday is that Vernon Adams has come out and decided not, said he's not going to appeal the one-game suspension for taking off Adam Big Hill's helmet and hitting him with it. Which, how could he appeal it?
Well,
how could you?
I know, but you thought the same thing with Simone Lawrence. How could you appeal that? Because it was so vicious and deserved of the suspension. They always appeal, but he came out, he said the right things, and now you've got fans on social media saying it's not fair that he didn't appeal it. He should have to sit out against the team he committed the crime against because he's not appealing it because they're playing the BC Lions this week, and if there's ever a game to miss, this is it.
He's right? Either saying we're going to lose this one no matter what because it's in Vancouver, or we're going to win it. They don't even need me.
Exactly, because he knows. And most of the time with something like this, the suspension is going to be upheld. And he knows the act was enough to get the suspension upheld. If it was a big game for against somebody you're battling with for the East or for a playoff spot, then he appeals it. And you're going to get to play that week. And then you defer the sentence, I guess. But he's like, no, I'll take it now. There's no better time in the schedule to take that suspension than right now. But he's also saying the right things, and he knows it's something he shouldn't do. And the league came out and said, the director of officiating, I believe it was, that said, you know what? It was a miss. It simply was a miss. And you know what? That's fine. Misses happen.
Well, I went deep with Taylor Shire yesterday from Global Regina. And bear with me here as I share this show in various Facebook groups. And I would ask you to do the same, folks, if you don't mind. And thank you, Rider Prider fan page, for allowing us to do so. I went deep on that with Taylor Shire yesterday. Because I said you are an official, an ordained hockey official. Can you defend the CFL for these decisions to not kick Vernon Adams out of the game or to even apologize for the mistake? He's like, no, I can't defend them. But for anybody to say, and I've seen this online, that the Alouettes aren't appealing the suspension because the CFL owns the team, stop. Am I disturbing you on your phone right now?
No, I'm sharing the show.
He's doing the same thing. Got me!
Keep going. Don't put the camera on me when I'm in a... No.
The insiders are saying that Corey Chamberlain's going to be frothing at the mouth, really upset and ready to knock off the Rough Riders on Saturday when the Argos face Canada's team at BMO Field in Toronto. I think we're over that, aren't we?
Yeah.
He didn't say anything when the Argos came in here for Canada Day. The not the blackout game, but the storm delayed game. There was nothing even said about that with Corey Chamberlain.
Right.
Are we not over that?
I think so. We have to be by now. We've moved on to different things. And yeah, I think it's a non-starter, non-issue. I don't think we're going back there.
Just what they're saying.
Yeah.
Now, fly in the ointment, fish swimming upstream on the Fajardo talk. Cody is badly wanted by the Toronto Argonauts. That's the other thing. That's where, if you want to do that pump the brakes thing, because we were trying to decide what would be a good poll question today, right?
Mm-hmm.
And one of the suggestions, which I kind of favored, was how much should Cody Fajardo be paid? And what would our options be? $200,000, $300,000,
$400,000? Well, I think you'd start, yeah, at $150,000 to $200,000, and then it'd be, or $150,000 to $250,000, $250,000 to $350,000 or $350,000 plus, something like that. So, yeah, there's a lot of speculation, and it's funny. We're pretty high in him right now, and I think he's done enough to prove that he deserves the money and he should be here. I think now. We've seen what type of guy he is in the community. We've seen that he's buying in. We've seen the results in the field. We've seen the teammates come around. We've seen the locker room. We've seen all of these things now start to come into place. But I remember we were pretty cautiously optimistic at the beginning when he started to have his early success and won four games right away and those different things. We're like, well, he hasn't done anything yet. He still hasn't won anything. You can't just throw money at him because he won a few games, right? You have to see long-term success, and you have to see that he's the future for a long time. I think we're seeing that now. And when there's pressure from other teams, now you really got to decide. And sometimes you got to overpay because you want to hang on to them. And there's nothing left in terms of other options.
There's an outstanding column in the Regina Leader Post today from Brendan Tamman, the former Rider GM, who feels Fajardo's holding all the leverage right now.
Absolutely.
And here's a guy that's negotiated with several star quarterbacks in his time, and he says Cody has all the leverage. Popular guy, obviously. But it was at Touchdown Atlantic in Moncton where I've said, the Argo people said, we want Cody back. And if they're willing to pay $800,000 for Bo Levi Mitchell, which is the rumor, they're willing to open up the wallet for Cody now. So checking the Facebook wall here. Oh, one, you know Monty. It's Monty.
Yes.
In Saskatoon, he's writing and says, happy birthday, Luke Mullender. Da-da-da-da. I was going to text Luke and say happy birthday, and then I thought, wait a minute, we're not nine. Is that too crotchety?
Why is
we're not little kids.
So what does that mean?
It's your birthday. Big deal.
Well, it just means you don't have to have a birthday party and bring a treat bag. You can still text a man happy birthday.
Congrats for living another year.
I hope you text me happy birthday. Now I'm going to be sad.
I don't usually text people happy birthday. And I know that seems kind of grumpy and curmudgeonly.
You know what?
I understand that. But it's just when people write your Facebook wall on your birthday, it's like, I'm 46.
That's the thing that happens now. You can do it on the Facebook wall. The text doesn't happen quite as much. But it means more when you text somebody. He'll appreciate it.
Wayne from Victoria watching this morning. He had a comment about derogatory comments made about Vernon Adams. Can you put that back up, please? Wayne, there it is. Thanks, Clark. Hey, Rod, have you heard any derogatory comments about Vernon Adams? Apparently, some Montreal fans are upset about it. I've heard plenty of derogatory comments about Vernon Adams. I've heard plenty of derogatory comments about everybody. Who cares? What are they upset about? Look, this whole VA thing is the talk of the CFL right now. More so probably than the Fajardo thing. Winnipeg fans, some, not all, want to see the Alouettes win on Saturday expunged, vacated, as they say in sports, because Vernon Adams was suspended and the league said he should have been tossed out.
Yeah.
Don't go blaming other people. Don't go just look in the mirror, blame your own team for letting the game go. That's my take.
Yeah.
Yours?
No, I agree. And it's a miss. And misses happen. And you can go through 99% of game films in any sport. I'm positive of it. And there's three teams on the field, right? There's the home team, the visiting team, and the officiating team. And every time, it's the officiating team that makes the fewest mistakes. Every time. Always. No matter what.
We haven't had a life lesson for a while. Here's today's. On the look at Myers covering his face and laughing over there. You need to listen to this.
Probably.
Oh, there were derogatory comments made about Vernon Adams, and he's upset. Listen, listen. I've been through extensive CBT. Do you know what that is?
Yeah.
Cognitive behavioral therapy. Yeah. 21 hours. That's a lot. This is one of the things that I learned from the guy that was doing the training. Just imagine you didn't even speak English and somebody called you an idiot, but you didn't know what it meant because you don't speak English.
Yeah.
Idiot. Idiot. You're an idiot. It actually sounds nice. Idiot. Sounds cute. Who cares? It doesn't hurt you. It doesn't affect you. Who cares what they say? What does it do to your person?
Yeah.
Nothing. Who cares what they say? So I'll say it again. That's how I look at things. Say whatever you want. Just please spell my name right. But you don't even have to do that. Just spell it right on the checks. Because sometimes the bank doesn't take them if it's spelled wrong.
That's
good. Other than that, say whatever the hell you want.
You know what? Speaking of that, just a funny side story.
Yeah.
And spelling your name right. I missed one of my early morning flights. Now, it doesn't really happen. And I'm in a panic on the phone to WestJet. I got to get there. I got to get there. What do I do? They booked me another flight, but it costs another $100. And I'm in a panic and a sweat. And I open up my credit card, and I'm reading the credit card number, and I look, and the name on the credit card, I'm like...
Didn't match.
DuPont. It says on my credit card. I'm like, it was fine. It was no big deal. But yeah, spell your name right. Otherwise, now I'm worried that my credit card's not going to work anytime I want to use it.
So somebody said derogatory things about Vernon Adams. Wah! This is pro football. Come on. Anyways, we're just getting warmed up. The Duke will join us in the bunker after this. Show number 81, and we got some greats.
Did we settle on a poll question?
No. Yeah. Well, the only one I said was, what are we going to pay Fajardo?
Yeah.
As in Saskatchewan. And what were the other ones?
How many wins the Riders will have?
That's actually not a bad question. How many wins will the Riders have out of their final six games?
So they have eight now.
Can you let us know on the Facebook wall? Maybe text us, Prairie Mobile text line. What do you think is a better question? What should Fajardo get paid? Or how many wins will the Riders have? And let's be mindful of the fact it's not all Rider fans watching the show, but it's telling us that, and also as Tyler, our sales guy, is fond of pointing out, as he did yesterday, 1 million all-time views of this show in 80 episodes. So thank you. We'll be right back. You're watching The Rod Peterson Show on Facebook Live and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
Time is running out on the employee pricing of our 500 new vehicles in stock. Get up to 19 grand off new F-150s. The employee price on this Super Crew 4x4 is just $34,999 plus tax. Employee pricing on all new Ford Escapes means up to $7,500 off. And we have over 100 in stock. Plus, get up to 16 grand in savings on a brand new Super Duty. We have over 60 in stock. The countdown is on. Employee pricing at Capital Ford Lincoln. Offers end September 30th.
Houston, we have a problem. Join Rod and the gang in Houston this December. Rod Peterson's VIP sports experience with Uniglobe Travel. Enjoy 5 nights in beautiful Houston, Texas with the Rod Peterson Show. See the Houston Texans and the Denver Broncos on NFL Sunday. Plus, the Houston Rockets and exciting NBA action and so much more. Visit rodpeterson.com for more information and to sign up now.
Nestled in the scenic Qu'Appelle Valley, just 20 minutes northwest of Regina, is one of the finest golf courses in all of Saskatchewan, the Deer Valley Golf Club. The clubhouse has a full-service restaurant, and customers can enjoy a casual dining experience with spectacular views of the golf course and valley. A fully stocked golf shop, staffed by PGA of Canada professionals, is equipped to meet all of your golf apparel and equipment needs. Book your tee time, family event, or corporate tournament today at the Deer Valley Golf Club. Call 306-731-1445 or log on to deervalleygolf.ca.
This isn't just a beer. This is a double-aged, never-back-down, full-of-heart Western beer. This is a beer brewed by 16 guys who risked it all. Original 16. Underdogs since 1989.
Laid back and kicking it, let's head back to the studio. Here's Rod.
I'd love to do that.
All right, welcome back to the show. You're welcome, Tim Hortons. Time for the...
get your hockey cards.
Wednesday morning sports update. Calgary Flames have re-signed Matthew Tkachuk to a three-year, $21 million contract, annual average value of $7 million for Tkachuk. Montreal Alouettes announcing Matthew Schultz will start at quarterback against BC this week. Vernon Adams suspended a game. Last night, NHL preseason, Flames down the Oilers 2-0, and the Coyotes beat the Oilers 4-2. Connor, the intern, putting this together, and he does such a great job. A thought on the NHL in a minute. Just want to say the SJHL showcase wrapped up yesterday. Melfort defeating Yorkton 6-2. Battleford spanked Flin Flon 10-3. Kindersley in a shootout over Estevan 6-5. And Nipawin improved to 6-0 with a 5-2 victory over the Melville Millionaires, the Money Men. Now, there's two more games today, huh?
Yep.
Thank you, Connor, for that.
And how about those Estevan uniforms?
Love them. The
yes,
Stormtroopers.
100% behind those.
Wednesday morning sports update for Ballers, Rec Room, Regina's newest entertainment destination, and compiled by Connor, the intern. We learned, I guess you guys didn't, you weren't at the barbecue, but I was at a barbecue last week with a bunch of NHL scouts.
Keep reminding me that I wasn't there.
Well, I was going to text you, but it was another guy's house.
No, I was invited.
Oh, you were?
Yeah.
So you know who. I don't want to name who it was.
No, of course not.
But he said... Well, it wasn't him. It was another guy that was there that he said, you don't just name the NHL, the Canadian NHL teams. I work for a U.S. America,
sure.
U.S. NHL team. And I think, why do I have to say it at all? You have the app, don't you?
Yeah, not everybody.
You know,
speaking of which, Seattle named some of their scouts today. One of their scouts, Cammy Granato, former American hockey star, wife of Ray Ferraro. Cammy Granato is one of their
congratulations.
Scouts. It's just interesting.
Stu Barnes was on that list.
Tri-City Americans.
He was one of my favorite all-time hockey cards that I had. He was in a World Junior hockey uniform.
Yeah.
And it was a Stu Barnes. I don't know why. I have no idea why. I just loved it. He was wearing an iTech at the time.
Hockey cards.
That's taking everybody down memory lane there, but yeah.
It's all good.
Hockey cards give me nightmares.
Why?
I was a kid, and I got this great 25th anniversary set, the OPE or whatever it is, right?
OPG.
OPG set, 25th anniversary, all opened them all up, got these great cards. I had Gretzky, I had Lemieux, I had some of the old guys like Richard, and I picked all the best ones. All the Leaf ones went into little sleeves and are in a binder, sure. But I picked all those great ones, and I'm like, these are going to be worth some money. So I put them in a wooden box, and I saved them, and I went out in the backyard, and I dug a hole.
Ruined them.
And I buried them, right? Didn't put them in plastic.
Go!
And I go back out years later.
Ruined.
They're ruined.
Yeah.
I
think we all. Biggest disaster of my life.
Who was your favorite, not favorite player, Rod, because I know you would have collected hockey cards. Yeah. Who was like your favorite guy to collect hockey card of?
I like Pete Peters.
No, yeah.
Remember Pete Peters?
Of course.
Boston Bruins goalie, Philadelphia Flyers goalie. He comes to mind.
I had a
Fierzy, of course.
I had a whack of Bill Ranford hockey cards.
Gotta love that, too.
I don't know why I wasn't a goalie. Bill Ranford, and my most prized possession was I purchased. It was the first time I went to like a store. I think it was Records on Wheels in Weyburn, and bought a hockey card. It was a Yari Curry rookie card.
They're all great.
And I paid like $15 for it.
Boy, are we getting off track, but I'm glad you said that.
I'm sure these guys all
Who was your favorite
cards,
hockey card? Let us know. There's another audience participation. I just remember years ago in the 80s, we went to Edmonton on a family trip, and the people that we were visiting, it was some hockey people, I think, and they lived across the backyard from Yari Curry. You know how the homes here are so close together?
Yeah.
You can literally see what's going on in the people's across the backyard. That's what it was with Yari Curry. So me and my brother stood there for 8 hours.
I'm waiting to see him.
Just watching Yari Curry. And he had his feet up on his couch watching TV all day.
Better,
and we never got tired of it.
Better than backing onto Dino Cicerelli's backyard.
Whoa, you don't want to do that.
Who hasn't
gone out to get their newspaper with no underwear?
And everybody's
barbecuing.
On Google.
How did we go this far?
Everybody's on Google.
And not talk about Austin Matthews yet.
Oh, speaking of actually, underwear.
Actually, that's why I wanted to read the morning sports update, because I wanted to make sure that I got it right. And here it is. Auston Matthews is facing a charge of disorderly conduct and disruptive behavior after an incident in Scottsdale, Arizona, the hometown of the Maple Leaf star. A police report says the complaint was filed by a female security guard employed by a local condo building where she says Matthews is a resident. She had a confrontation with Matthews and a group of his friends where they tried to get into her locked car, and Matthews allegedly pulled down his pants. So that is from the Canadian Press Newswire. I mean, we can be flippant about that.
Pants, but not underwear.
His underwear was still up.
Yes.
And here's where I will go with this. Young man, off-season, partying with his buddies, doing dumb things.
Sure.
The security guard said in her report that he was clearly intoxicated. Obviously, she's got to put that in her report. I'm not going to get into the morality of all this, because God knows where I've been, where you've been, and I don't know DuPont well enough to say.
Sure, I'll join the party.
But what I will say is, will this cost him the captaincy of the Toronto Maple Leafs? Because it probably should, I would think.
When you think about who else is there, you got John Tavares there, you've got Morgan Riley there to start with.
Mitch Marner there.
Mitch Marner too, but even starting with the other two, yeah, I think it should. I think it will, just simply for that fact, because one incident doesn't make a man, and one incident doesn't make a person.
Thank goodness.
But one incident is a good tell to what the rest of the guy looks like, and I'm sure if that's one that we know about, there are others. And maybe, and not that there's an incident, he's going around doing all these bad things, but maybe he just is a little bit immature still. And he's a young kid who's going to score 50 goals, making $11 million, who likes to have fun. Right?
He wouldn't be the first.
Well, and maybe he's just not ready to be the captain.
That's a lot of money.
And he wants to do that, and they don't want to take the pressure off him. So you know what? I do think this is going to affect him on the captaincy.
Is this the end of the world? No. I mean, obviously not. I'm not condoning trying to get into security cars at 2 in the morning when you're hammered.
Me either.
But at the same time, it's juvenile. And he should be punished, and he should pay a fine and that. But what it does speak more to, and I think that I'm glad you touched on this, Rod, no, he's not ready to lead the team in that sense. I mean, he's still got some growing up to do. And I'm not coming down on the guy with a hammer because, yeah, at 20 years old, you give me $11 million. Yeah. Hey, probably going to act a fool once in a while. But they're paying him not only for his on-ice performance, but you are kind of the face of the franchise in some sense. First overall pick. I mean, all the hype that came with him. Just, it's a momentary lapse in judgment, but you got to know your, as our good friend Whiters always used to say, you got to know your surroundings. Should have known his surroundings a little better. Where's his boys on this one?
I think they were with him.
Yeah, I know, but I'm like, come on, like, you guys got to be like, hey, no, not you. Somebody's got to take the fall for that one. Wasn't it Chris Carter?
Chris Carter? Sure.
Chris Carter?
But we've all been there in situations.
Oh, yeah.
You're not thinking about, geez, if someone ever snapped a picture of this and I went on social media and I'm on TV and I'm on the radio, like, you don't think about that.
I'm going to throw
moments.
It out there. And I mean, I will put myself on the altar here. I used to, and my cousin and I used to have a habit of, thought it'd be funny to moon cameras, different places like that. And we were at a family function one time and there was a camera sitting on the table. So we just took it in the bathroom, took a picture of it, you know. Just
like
a moon?
Sitting on the photocopier, right?
Exactly.
Smash.
You know, I mean, there's no really graphic, just a picture of your butt. Lo and behold, a few months later, I get a big blow-up in the mail, picture of my ass. My aunt, who's, a nice lady and fairly straight-laced, thought it was absolutely hilarious when she got her film developed. This is back in the days when you still develop film, that there was a picture of one of her nephews in there. So she had it blown up and sent it to me as a gag back. But I mean,
so moving on.
These things happen.
If he picked on the wrong car.
But do not give him the C.
He picked on the wrong car. We've got somebody that needs to be blocked. Have you guys been paying attention to this? Yeah. We've got spam.
Dmitry Kuznetsov?
In the comments here. Wayne, writing from Victoria, boys will be boys. Right. I would tend to say boys will be boys.
But he should be a man with that contract and with the responsibilities that he is wanting.
Nobody got hurt out of it. I don't assume there'll be any, maybe a fine at most. But yeah, it'll probably cost him the C. So to our other topics, what would you rather see in the poll? What should Cody Fajardo earn in his next contract with the Rough Riders? And also, how many wins do you think the Riders will have in their final six games? People are writing in with answers to both. Nelson in Nashville in Saskatoon writes in. He says, I think you give Fajardo a good incentive-based contract, a two-year deal. First year base salary of $300,000. It's not 1955. Ooh. And a chance to make up to $400,000. And in the second year, a base salary of $400,000 and a chance to earn up to $500,000.
You got to be careful here. There, as you mentioned, Rod, there's the rumor mills are swirling. He's a free agent. This isn't you've got him to negotiate with for the next few months. At what point he can go on the market? And there are going to be suitors out there, Toronto being one of them. And in my opinion, if I'm his agent, if that was the contract that was offered to me, I would just slide that back across the desk and say,
really?
Thanks, but you may need to try again.
Do better.
You know what? Oh,
you
100%.
You are so
because
right.
Cody does have all the leverage.
Wow. Yes, he does, and that's the biggest thing. And
Isaac Harker's waiting in
but
the
wings. Yeah, but we're in
Colorado School of Mines.
Don't think about that. We're in this world, though, where we don't want to take any risks and any chances, and we're like, well, we can protect ourselves, right? Let's give him a base salary of $250,000, but all these incentives. No, he can make $500,000, but only if he proves it, right? We know that we're going to, you know what I mean? We're going to pay. We only want to pay for the results. And
that's a
guess
hard
what?
Pass.
There are other people out there who will pay to have him on their team. Yep. So step up or he's going to leave.
And honestly, if he's done to the point where I think his agent has a reasonable ask in saying we want some definite, solid, guaranteed money here. Not an incentive-laden deal. Of course, there'll be incentives, and there always is, but the base, and I assume a good chunk of the ask, will be upfront money for this guy.
It should be, too, yeah.
Well, and given the fact that how many of the starting quarterbacks are still starting? One! Eight guys have gone down. You want to talk about wanting some security. If you're the agent, like you're looking around the CFL going, man, these guys are dropping like flies on a July evening. Like you want some security and some dough to protect your guy. This will be an interesting negotiation that goes on. And I don't know if they've started it yet. I assume they've kicked a few tires, but this won't be an easy one.
Audience participation time from Mike Lee. Is the poll question to actually ask about the poll question?
Is it really? Yeah. What is the poll question? No, it is not.
Put it on the poll.
Chris Ponticus writes in. He says, 4 more wins in the final 6 games and 300,000 per season. Dude. Anonymous texter on the Prairie Mobile text line, 350,000 per and 3 wins in the final 6. So we are taking questions on a couple things. What should Cody Fajardo make in his next deal with the Rough Riders, and how many wins will they have in their final 6? And by the way, Craig in Regina writes in, Prairie Mobile text line, on Austin Matthews. He says, Matthews' incident makes Toronto's decision easy. It's Tavares for the C.
Yeah.
Don't think the pants down thing will go away in Toronto. There will be a lot of full moons when Toronto is in town.
They get more worked up about Phil Kessel ordering a hot dog than a guy dropping his drawers.
Yeah.
Yeah, really.
So, didn't Claude Giroux do it just a couple of years ago?
Well, I saw
and he wasn't the captain,
John
was
Cornish's
he?
Name flash across
right.
the
well, by the way,
Facebook feed.
Who hasn't?
Well, that, yeah, I can't.
Let's go out on video chat this morning. I can only assume it's Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. We got the Arm Dog with us. Colby Armstrong. Yeah. There he is from his man cave. Yeah. Good morning, Arm Dog. Yeah. How are you?
What's going on, fellas? Thanks for having me. How's it out west?
It's, you know what? The sun's come out, Colby, but it's supposed to rain for the rest of the week. You got any farmers in your family? They're not too happy these days.
I don't have any farmers. I'm a brutal Saskatchewan city slicker. No, I don't know anything about that, but I imagine it must be getting kind of cold there. Out here in Pennsylvania, it's starting to cool off a bit and starting to become night a lot earlier, which means I guess hockey season starting up here right away.
Well, it is for sure, and as a matter of fact, I might have to look you up, Cole, because my niece just committed to Robert Morris School playing hockey there in a couple of years, so we're going to be heading down to that neck of the woods. But obviously the talk amongst everybody is Austin Matthews, what happened in Scottsdale, Arizona. what's your take on this, and what are the ramifications going to turn out to be, do you think?
Well, he's going to have to go through the process of obviously with, you know, the law or whatever case may be that he has to settle into here and deal with on top of starting a hockey season. I saw him address the media the other day and obviously couldn't speak furthermore to it. But he's going to have to, you know, face the music of whatever comes with his actions, and a tough lesson to learn, and maybe one to learn for a bunch of young guys as the league is filled with young guys now. And obviously being a massively paid professional in a game filled with really, really high-end elite, young, really young talent in this league, you know, a lesson to learn on, you know, probably how to take care of yourself off the ice in certain situations.
Does this mean, end talk of the captaincy for Austin? Does this hurt his chances of the captaincy?
I don't think so. I don't think so. I think he seems, you know, yes, a mistake has been made and he's going to deal with it, but I don't think it's, you know, you listen to him handle himself. Obviously, you know, he's made a mistake. He's facing it. He's going to deal with it. He's going to have to try to, you know, move on and, make life decisions, and a learning lesson from this. But I think he's captain material. I definitely think he's a guy around that group that handles himself properly in and around Toronto, at least around his business in hockey. So, you know, you can look at it any way you want. I heard you guys bring up Claude Giroux, another guy that's a pretty darn good captain in Philadelphia and had his issues as well. And I'm sure you could go down the list with us, you know, a few other guys here and there, but, you know, I don't know if you're looking at captaincy in this situation with the team that they have there. I don't know. I would still think that he'd be captain with me with that group.
Colby, in an off season, guys are working out, getting ready, getting the body. And I got to assume it's an exciting time when training camp opens because you're excited to get back with the guys and get on the ice. And then we get to the point where we're at now and we're like a number of preseason games in. When does it just become, all right, enough of this already? Let's just get to the regular season and get going.
Oh, it's like that after 2 days of training camp. I'll tell you this, man. I was a guy that hated training camp. I think most guys kind of dread it. Yes, it's nice to be back. Yes, it's nice to get going. The fitness testing and kind of getting the whole timing and the physicality of the game back is always something that, you know, comes a little harder and is frustrating. And, you know, putting in that work can be frustrating as you're trying to find all that rust wears off. Summer hockey is tough to make like it is during, you know, regular season or even NHL games with the tempo, speed and timing. So there's some frustrating things that go with it. I know I'd like to get a few exhibition games in, personally, not too many, but a few just to get that feel back. But, after a couple days, you're kind of just going, oh my goodness, is this over with? Can we just start already and end this so we can get into that regular rhythm of a practice day and game day and have it, have the lineup be set and have guys know where their roles are and what's happening. It's kind of I was a stressful guy. I stressed out a ton, boys. I stressed out all the time. So camp wasn't fun for me.
Colby, speaking of, I'd like to know what you're hearing about Dustin Byfuglien out there in Winnipeg, because you've heard the reports. He's not sure if he wants to play anymore. He's got $50 million in the bank, or at least that's what he's made. And the team's put him on the suspended list while he makes his decision. What's your take on Big Buff? Forget about Line A and Kyle Connor.
No doubt. Hey, what a, you know, something this team went from Stanley Cup favorites last year to having two of their good young players unsigned and now Big Buff. A guy that can eat up minutes and kind of an X factor. He would be on any team with the way he plays. So, you know, I don't know Dustin Byfuglien, but everything that I have heard of him is he's a guy that kind of beats to his own drum and goes about his own business and, you know, really just enjoys his own style of life. That's fishing and out on the lake and, you know, his own time doing that thing. So, you know, who knows where it's at. We've seen some things happen here in football, whether it's luck and some of these guys just, you know, walk away from the game, whether it be due to injuries or, you know, who knows what it could be, maybe mental health or maybe concussion issues or maybe other issues. And, you know, maybe just the love for the game has kind of vanished and he's trying to find it and had to make decisions. So you know, it'll be interesting to see what Buff thinks. From everything I heard, like I said, a guy that kind of, you know, beats to his own drum, but it'll be interesting to see what happens. And obviously it's going to be massive ramifications on Winnipeg's lineup and roster, having a hole and trying to replace a guy like that.
Last one for you, Colby. Jeff Michaels writes in on Facebook. He says, "Hey, Colby, I'm from your early hometown of Paradise Hill. Know your dad, Foot, very well. Is that your dad's nickname?"
Yeah, it is. You know what? I kind of forget why they called him Foot. Paradise Hill, what's up? Shout out to Paradise Hill. Lived there for a little bit. I was born in Lloyd and lived a few years in Paradise Hill. My dad worked out there, but they called my dad Foot. And he played out there for the Paradise Hill Hawks senior hockey team. I remember I went back for a reunion when I was like 13, 14 years old, and everyone's calling my dad Foot. My dad's a big legend out there called Foot. I think it's Armstrong. I think it's because his name was Armstrong. And I don't know. I think it's his name Armstrong, and the boys thought it was cool to like call him Footstrong. Maybe it just came Foot. I don't know.
Sounds like a Saskatchewan thing.
And lastly, Colby, we do have Colin Priestner coming on, the president of the Blades, your hometown team, because I think you say Saskatoon's your hometown. They're the number one team in the Dub, rated. Did you ever think you'd see the day, and your thoughts on that?
Man, I was hoping for the day. I'm glad it happened. I know when Colin and his group came in and took over there in Saskatoon after the Memorial Cup in Saskatoon and kind of traded away a bunch of picks and were left with nothing in the cupboards and having to, you know, kind of eat it for a few years to build it back up and draft and get players there. You know, it's exciting for, I think, for the city, obviously, with lacrosse team there that has had success. And now the Blades kind of coming up into the picture here in the Western Hockey League and the CHL is a great thing for the city of Saskatoon, a great thing for, you know, a fan base that needs to get back in behind this team and behind these kids. And, you know, how often does it happen in junior hockey, really, right, guys? Like, you got to wait for your, you know, you got to wait for your window and kind of the flow of the league and your prospects to develop and everything to hit properly for you to have a team that's, you know, rated or ranked in that position. So soak it up while you can, enjoy the game. And I'm happy for the Blades and for the city that they've got a team there that people want to come out and watch for sure.
Clearly I could go on all day. I guess I'll just say, go ahead. Yeah.
I want to say I got Battle of the Blades. I don't know if you guys watch that show on CBC coming up with, I'm a permanent judge.
They cut him off.
He got judge. So excited.
You're good.
Did I freeze up there?
You're good now. Okay. Yeah. You're good.
I was going to say, I am excited about this. I started doing it. I hurt my hamstring. They made me a judge. And then after one time being a judge, they've made me a permanent judge with Kurt Browning. And it's honestly such an exciting show. Like, I'm sick to my stomach, anxious for these guys, but we've got a big show coming up. Second show, the second week is tomorrow night on CBC. It'll be awesome. I can't wait to do it.
Perfect. And speaking of TV, are you still on Sportsnet? Did you escape the axe there?
I did. Yeah, good. I did. My God. Yeah. So I'm still back and I'm back on the old Monday, Tuesday nights coming up all season long.
Awesome. Colby, thanks for this, man. Thanks for the time.
All right. You guys got a really cool show. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it, Ron.
Thanks. Appreciate it, buddy. Colby Armstrong from Pittsburgh this morning joining us. We got a break. We're a little late for one. We have sorted out a poll question. We've deliberated on one.
Beautiful.
We'll talk about that and more when we come back. It's the Rod Peterson Show on Facebook Live. Listen live at rodpeterson.com and catch our podcasts at Apple Podcasts, Google Play Music, and iHeartRadio.
Just because you're out in the country, surrounded by fields of green, living sky sunrises and sunsets shouldn't limit you from connecting to the world. Fast, reliable, and affordable internet for rural Saskatchewan. SaskTel Fusion from Prairie Mobile, your SaskTel authorized dealer. Invite the whole world in. Sign up for SaskTel Fusion today for just $99.99, including basic install. Prairie Mobile, your SaskTel authorized dealer. Lives fully connected.
Universal Collision Center is Saskatchewan's premier auto body shop. Our extensive process ensures that every vehicle that comes through our state-of-the-art facilities is returned pre-accident condition and that every UCC customer experience is an easy one. We're certified to repair all makes, all models, and all luxury brands, and Universal Auto Spa offers full-service detailing packages to suit you and your vehicle. Plus, we're the official body shop of your Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Universal Collision Center, 3910 Rochdale Boulevard and 2355 First Avenue in Regina.
Bronco Plumbing and Heating has been servicing Regina and surrounding areas since 1978.
At Bronco, we service all makes and models of furnaces, air conditioners, water heaters, and water softeners. Bronco also provides full sewer service, plumbing service, and duct cleaning. Call Bronco Plumbing and Heating today at 306-781-2090. Proud sponsor of the Rod Peterson Show.
Locally owned and family operated, Emerald Water, refreshing the Rod Peterson Show. From reverse osmosis to natural alkaline and distilled water, they are perfect for your home and office. Saskatchewan's number one source for commercial alkaline with natural electrolytes and minerals that are better for your body. Naturally occurring magnesium, calcium, bicarbonate, and potassium are amazing for your health. Trust 30 years of experience and drink water that matters from Emerald Water.
If you're looking for radio that's got a great message, well, we've got it. LTD Radio plays the best of the 60s to the 90s, all with amazing stories about people right from your community. You can listen live right now at ltdradio.com, iTunes, Streama, and TuneIn. LTD Radio, music to build a better day.
Saskatchewan Snow Beef is the highest quality beef you will find, bred, born, and raised in Saskatchewan. The deep, rich taste and tender texture is the product of great genes and a specialized extra-aged feeding program. Saskatchewan Snow Beef is available at Crave Kitchen and Wine Bar on Victoria Avenue in Regina, Little Red's Market Cafe in Mortlock, Saskatchewan, or take some home to your own grill by purchasing it at Local and Fresh, 1377 Hamilton Street in Regina. For more information, follow them on Facebook or Instagram at Sask Snow Beef.
Oh yeah, he's back. Time for more of the Rod Peterson Show.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Welcome back to the program. On this Wednesday, coming to you from the bunker out here in Western Canada, where we talk about the things you care about. New music. Are you hearing that? I like it.
Solid. It's a little heavy for you, isn't it?
It's okay. I'm into everything.
I told you I'm going to see George Strait in December.
Right? You did not tell me that. Yeah. Where?
Vegas. Second time.
Is this George's last show?
No, this is his 87th last show. He only plays in Vegas, though.
Mm-hmm.
But no, he's playing in 2022, I believe.
That's the one thing. I'm not real happy with George Strait on that. And shout out to all the George fans and all the producers out in the field, although not many are in the field, I guess.
Oof.
Tough. To everybody listening, but I almost broke my back getting to San Antonio, Texas to see the last show. And I didn't go. It was right in the middle of Ryder Camp, and I didn't go. But I've been in his fan club since I was 12. So when he started touring again after that, I could have killed him. And I met him in Craven, right? We're tight. But
pictures.
Just don't say it's your last. Be real about it.
But now he does not. It was his last tour, and he's not touring. He's just. It's just a residency. Like, he plays two shows every. So it's the rodeo is on, obviously.
Well, good for you.
Yeah, it's a great show. I saw it a couple years ago.
Always good. Yep. So we settled on a poll question. As I said, the Capital Auto Mall Universal Collision Center poll question is, how many wins will the Riders have in the final six? And of course, there are only four options. So I couldn't say 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, or 1. So I went with 5, 4, 3, and 2 wins in the final six for Canada's team. So far, the whopping majority are saying 4 wins for the Riders. 4 and 2 down the stretch. That would put them 12 and 6. To finish the year, 55.6% of you are saying that. 27.8% are saying 3 wins. And it goes down from there, obviously. But, Derek, how do you see this playing out?
I'm just taking a quick peek at the schedule here. I could see 1. I could see 2. I could see 4 wins. I could see 3 or 4 wins. I would not go 2. I would not go 5. 3 or 4. I'll go 4.
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah.
Kind of goes with their MO right now, doesn't it?
We're really rolling.
Yeah. No. I mean, they're in a good spot down the stretch. And you know what? All the games are going to be meaningful. They're going to be right in the thick of things. So, yeah, I could see 4 wins for sure down the stretch.
So, if you split with Edmonton, right? So that gives you that's 1 and 2. You're going to win the BC game. That's 2 wins.
You're going to beat Winnipeg here.
You're going to beat Toronto. So that's 3, and then you could get a Winnipeg or an Edmonton. The Calgary one, I think, is going to be a tall order, quite honestly.
Well, of course.
But I, you know what? I see no reason that they. Oh boy, it's still tight to get a home playoff game.
Isn't I know.
It? Man, this is quite honestly. This has been about as interesting of race as we've had when it comes 1 through 3 in the yeah. West in quite a while. You know, like I remember 2009 was good at the top. You know, the Riders in Calgary. We had that late. We had that late game in the season there. The kind of distinguished who was going to get first overall. Like that was a good race. But we haven't had one of these races where it's. We don't really know. Usually there's kind of a front runner by now.
Yeah.
But
right. Usually it's Calgary.
Yeah. Yeah. It's kind of an interesting one. It kind of does kind of bring you in. Side note to all the Vernon Adams stuff, I flipped that game off. I'm the
You
guy.
Idiot.
I sorted
the Bombers.
Whoops. Yeah.
Clearly. Because I just didn't see anything coming of it. And then I had I flipped over to something else. I can't even remember what I was possibly watching. Was that the Saturday or Friday? I can't even remember.
Saturday.
So obviously I flipped over to a college football game and was watching a college game. And then all of a sudden my Twitter, and I'm like, excuse me? They did what?
They came back. Surprised
sure
you. Actually, you probably got a notification. Are you signed
I
up for TSN?
No notifications.
I get TSN notifications. They have just the right amount of notifications. Oh. It's not annoying.
Yeah, that's what my fear.
But it's not annoying.
Okay.
But I was watching the game, so it didn't matter, but it came up on my phone. What does it say? Tense ending or whatever? Like, tune on TSN because it's going down to the
usually
wire.
Usually Chris Hodges.
I already had it on.
Chris Hodges is usually my notification. If something is happening in the world, he usually sends out a mass text, and that would alert me to something. But apparently Chris was probably busy that day.
People love this show because it's interactive, and I'm going to the Twitter feed right now. Clark has just reminded me. Well, two things. One, he has blasted out on all our social media platforms that we have hit 1 million views. Across all platforms of the Rod Peterson Show in 80 shows. So thanks to all our supporters for that. The Rod Squad, as was nicknamed by Robin in PA. But a question's come in on Twitter and says, what type of impact will Jordan Williams-Lambert have this week? I'm not sure who asked the question, but that doesn't necessarily matter. What kind of impact will he have? Well, probably a big one. He's back from the NFL. Clearly, I would think he's in peak condition. Yesterday, the report I got from practice was that he was not with the ones. Emmanuel Arsenault was, but that could change on a dime. Mm-hmm. Probably change today behind closed doors. So what kind of impact would he have? He just another weapon to an offense that's performing pretty well as it is.
Yeah, well, he performs pretty well in the last 3 minutes. There is some lull time in the middle of the games there that seems to be a bit of a concern. I will say this. Coming off the bye week, the Riders have 6 games left. And the reason I'm going to stick with the 4 wins now that I think more about it, they seem to be getting healthy at the right time,
yep.
too. You know, we're seeing guys like Charleston Hughes back, Brandon Labatt back. Well, can Brandon Labatt be who he was? Maybe, maybe not. But it provides depth. Provides depth down the stretch that if you do get another injury, you're not decimated. You have, you know, a Shepley, Bladeck, these guys that step in. Come to the receiving core. You've got now a number of guys. Everybody's getting healthy. So you've got, you got Shaq Evans, who for my money, and I've been saying this all year long, is just having an incredible, incredible season. Not just with the catches, but just the way he's going about the business and when he's making the catches. You throw Lamberts in there. You've got Arsenault. You got Moore. You got my guy, Naaman Roosevelt. I mean, you're getting healthy at those positions. And again, the defensive side seems to be Zach Evans is coming back. The defensive line is getting... So they are getting healthy at the right time. Does it make them better? No, not necessarily, but it does provide depth going down the stretch here in these games that if they do get an injury, they can sustain it. Whereas, you know, some teams, they're so banged up that it's going to be very hard. You know, they're going to be just struggling to crawl to the finish line.
Yeah, no, I agree. And I mean, Jordan Williams-Lambert, I mentioned this yesterday, keep the expectations to a minimum right away because this is a new quarterback. This is somebody who's got to build new chemistry with. It's not just that any two players can play just because they're good and all of a sudden they're going to be rolling right away. You got to, you know, the guy throws the ball a little bit different. He puts it in slightly different places. His timing's different. So as you come in and out of your routes, you know, some quarterbacks like to get rid of the ball quicker, 3-step drop. Other quarterbacks like to sit back a little bit and let you get deeper into your routes. So they got to build that chemistry. That's going to take some time. He's not going to come out and be the leading receiver. He won't be the number one receiver, I don't think, in his first 1 or 2 weeks.
And they don't need him to be.
No.
Was he ever really the stretch guy? No, he's a possession guy. He's got big body, great hands. Yeah, he's just just another weapon for an offense that's performing very well. But also, was it Taylor yesterday said in the bunker here from Global TV that Cody spent the bye week throwing with Jordan Williams-Lambert for exactly that. Yeah. So these are guys that want to win. They got something exciting going on, and they can probably beat the Argos with or without Jordan Williams-Lambert. They could probably beat him with Isaac Harker at quarterback. Just saying. Now, the interesting thing, too,
not a lot of faith in Chamberlain.
It's more on the Argos. Not good. They don't have a quarterback. As they say, if you've got two, you've got none.
What do you mean? I thought James Franklin literally walked across the prairies on water when he was the backup in Edmonton, and everybody wanted him to part the Red Sea and end up at Remember
He's being
that? Remember
facetious.
That? Yes, I am.
He's being facetious. Well, how many chances do you need to prove that you can be the guy? And in the minute that we have left, maybe we'll carry this over into our two, but Darren was at the Athletes in Action event the other night where Cody spoke, and he said to the room he didn't feel like a pro athlete when he was in Toronto or BC, that he would run out onto the field with his team and there was more people at his high school games in California than there were in Toronto and BC. So I don't think, even if Toronto backed up, because they need Cody, not only do they want him, but more so they need him, I don't think he'd go there.
That's a place that quarterbacks go to die.
Well, yep. It's tough because he's found what seems to be a home here, and this, he's a big faith guy. He's very, you know, strong with his beliefs, and he loves the community, and he's found a church that he goes to, and
Christ the King.
That community is outstanding, and he loves it here. It feels like a big deal, and he loves his teammates. He loves everything about it. When you're in that spot and you're having success, don't leave. Enjoy it. And I think he wants to say, he says the right thing. So, I think even if, unless it was a ridiculous amount of money and the Riders weren't offering the guarantees the same way, then he'd consider it. So that's an interesting game that Jeremy O'Day is going to have to play.
He could.
We'll kick this around more in hour two. Plus, the president of the number one team in the Western Hockey League, according to the CHL Top 10 rankings, will be with us. And Carlo Koliakovo, former Leaf of TSN 1050. Well, Austin Matthews' antics in Scottsdale in the spring cost him the captaincy of the Maple Leafs. We'll talk about that more. You're watching The Rod Peterson Show on Facebook Live. Listen live at rodpeterson.com and catch our podcast at CastBox, Stitcher, and Spotify.
If you've been using an inefficient heating system for indoor or outdoor use, you might be surprised by the quality and comfort that zone-controlled infrared heaters offer. Heating Green's energy-saving infrared heaters transfer sun-like warmth directly to people and objects without noise or maintenance. Increase your comfort and decrease cost, room by room. Our silent infrared heaters are perfect for indoor and outdoor spaces. For greater comfort using less energy, contact us at heatinggreen.com.
Canada-wide clearance at Capital GMC pre-owned means clearance prices on every used vehicle in stock. That means special discounted prices on over 200 pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs. Right now, we have over 40 Jeeps to choose from. Save thousands on this fully loaded, certified pre-owned 2018 Grand Cherokee Limited 4x4. It's only $36,915 plus tax. And this loaded, certified pre-owned Compass Limited 4x4 has a clearance price of only $26,998 plus tax. Canada-wide clearance at Capital GMC in Regina.
One of the things that I'm also running into lately is people who have been declined for marijuana use in the past.
Brian Baker with youareinsurable.ca.
Insurers will decline you for more than just your health. They'll decline you for your lifestyle. And in the past, any type of marijuana use over 2 grams a week is going to send red flags up to traditional insurers, because for those people who are suffering from chronic pain, other illnesses such as Crohn's colitis or depression for that matter, that have used marijuana as a treatment, they're probably using more than a couple of grams a week. Now we have legalized marijuana in the country, but don't expect the traditional insurers to have made that change to their underwriting policy. But I do have an insurer that will take care of the client.
If you've been declined due to cannabis, you are still insurable. Don't wait. Talk to Brian today. Brian specializes in finding critical illness, life, and disability insurance for hard-to-insure people just like you. Book your no-cost, confidential, risk-free consultation at youareinsurable.ca.
He's covering everything that matters to you. It's the Rod Peterson Show. Tune in live Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to noon, to catch the show live and be a part of the action. Take control by commenting live and sharing the show with your friends. For more Rod Peterson On Demand, visit rodpeterson.com.